Our stance is, generally speaking, in favour of free trade, and we don't normally support trade wars because that will affect businesses negatively, generally speaking. But in this case, we think the minister does have a bit of a point. There has been embargoes on certain PNG products by Fiji, which makes no sense at all to us. And so if the minister in this case has to use a kind of a blunt instrument to achieve an outcome, then that may be what he's got to do. If they're not listening in other respects through the normal sort of bilateral discussions and multilateral discussions through the Melanesian Spearhead Group and other sort of fora, then perhaps he does have to threaten a trade war. I hope it doesn't come to that, and I hope common sense prevails. But we, it remains to be seen.
The minister's used some pretty strong words in talking about this. He talks about Fiji's continued disrespect for the trading relationship with PNG and the arrogance that's been demonstrated over the past decade. This is pretty strong language. What is it that Fiji's doing wrong from the PNG government's perspective, do you think?
Oh, well, I think I wouldn't sort of necessarily echo the minister's words. I mean, the minister has a way of putting things in very colourful terms sometimes, and that's sometimes very effective. However, it is my understanding that they have been not honouring what I think PNG perceived to be commitments under the Melanesian Spearhead arrangements, and particularly for many years. And so I think that's probably what he's referring to.
Well, PNG is now giving Fiji 14 days to respond, or there'll be an all-out trade war. What would a trade war look like? What would it entail?
Well, there are certainly Fiji products marketed in Papua New Guinea, in particular water, but I think other things as well, and the potential for other commodities as well, or other products as well. I suspect they would feel the impact, and particularly the water producer over there is quite influential, it would seem to be influential in Fiji, so that it may have an impact from that direction. But I certainly can't speak for them. I don't have no proof to speak for them.
Well, Fiji accesses Papua New Guinea's comparatively much bigger consumer market, some investment opportunities, and obviously the job market. But the minister suggests it's not being reciprocated. It doesn't go the other way.
Oh, well, that is clearly the case. I mean, the two products that they've identified being the oxen palm corned beef, which is, and the Trukai, the Trukai rice, which is somewhat largely imported, although some of it's manufactured here a little bit, but it's certainly packaged and processed here in Papua New Guinea. But the oxen palm product is manufactured here, and that's a product that's exported without any difficulty at all into Australia, as I understand it. I don't think there's any quarantine or scientific reason for keeping the products out. It's purely economic based from Fiji's perspective. There would be an opportunity there for those producers, I would think, to supply the Fiji market, which is not tiny by any means. I mean, PNG is the economy in Fiji. Last time I looked, was a little less than half the size of Papua New Guinea. I mean, the population's a lot less, but the size of the economy is meaningful for Papua New Guinea as an export market.
Are you suggesting that if there is a trade war, then Fiji might suffer more than PNG?
I really haven't got a strong sense of that, but both sides would suffer from a trade war. So I'm actually hopeful it doesn't come to that. But I can understand the minister's point of view in threatening it, certainly.